Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 176. This is GamerCast for the 8th of November 2009. I'm Paul.
And I'm Catherine.
And Adam isn't here, partly for the same reason he wasn't here last week, and neither of us, is that we have a few technical issues at the moment.
Yeah.
And basically we can't record it over Skype with our present setup because we've been using a headphone splitter. And that's kind of not working too well at the moment.
Yep. So it's just us two today. And sorry for not being here last week.
Yeah, we thought we had to do it just with us two this week, just to like catch up, because we've had to cut a few items from the show notes as it is.
Yeah, because they were a bit old. They were old news.
But anyway, let's crack on with a letter to start off with. We have a rather polite letter from a Mr. Matthew.
He's
from
Matthew.
Canada, which he didn't supply in a message, but his IP address resolves
Canadian.
To Canadian.
Canadian.
So.
Canada.
Yeah, whatever. I was going to say a Canadian ISP, but...
Okay. He's got a fair point there.
He says, seriously, you guys need to stop eating while you do your podcast. It sounds so gross. I stopped listening to EP 175 after 12 minutes.
I did a comment back to him, though, but it's like...
Yeah, I think this is the case. You had your bowl of food.
I had a plate full of bread with, like,
you
cheese
had a plate
on
of bread?
And Marmite on and stuff. Do you remember I had, like, little slices of cheesy stuff? Cheesy bread?
No, I thought we had a bowl or something or whatever.
Did I? I thought I had that.
I don't know. Who cares?
I do.
Let's talk about Bonsai Bar.
Oh, are we going to apologise to him on the show or not?
No.
Well, I'm going to say sorry, but I was very hungry, so I couldn't help it.
Yeah, people need to eat.
You have to eat, and we record GamerCast at the time I would usually eat. Luckily for anyone listening today, I won't be eating until after the show, because hopefully it'll be nice and short.
Yes, let's talk about Bonsai Barber.
Yeah.
This is a game on the Wii.
WiiWare.
Yes, it's a WiiWare game.
WiiWare title.
WiiWare title.
I recently decided to start getting some stuff on WiiWare, as I haven't got anything previously to, like, a week or so ago.
WiiWare.
Shush. And I thought I should get some stuff on the Wii.
If only I could run StarCraft in a window.
Oh. Paul, shut up. You're not playing anything. Anyway, I'm trying to talk. I'd heard about Bonsai Barber from a develop in July. But I never actually went to the talk on it, which I felt kind of bad about. So I thought I'd give it a go, because it always looked kind of cute whenever I saw a screenshot of it. And you are literally... Well, I'd say a Bonsai Barber, but you're not cutting bonsai trees. It's like different
half
trees.
Tree. Half people.
Yeah, so like there's some cherry twins who for some reason have like millions of leaves growing out of the top of them, and then there's, I can't remember what anyone else was, a catnip tree and some other weird things. But it's quite nice. It's all motion control really, other than pressing the D-pad to bring your different tools up. But you're just pretty much cutting the hair of trees, well, the leaves of trees to specific recommendations that they ask you. So, like, they could ask for a bowl cut or a cowboy hat or a donut or all these different random things. It's a cute little kind of pickup game, because you'd get maybe 5 customers every day who ask for their hair to be cut. Once you've done that, there's not really much you can do in the game other than
practice
on a little present that someone gave you. And then the game's pretty much finished. So, yeah, it's quite cute. So, I think a game lasts maybe 20 minutes every day. Maybe less than that, actually. Once you've gotten used to it, maybe 10 minutes every day. The controls are quite nice, though, because you rotate the Wiimote to cut what you want to cut off. So you get a pair of scissors, or you can use the, razor? Right word, please.
Clippers,
there you go. And you can paint their hair as well, and there's also a little bird that flies around sometimes, which if you paint the bird, he sings a little tune, and if you paint him a different colour, he sings a different tune to that. Were you in there when I was doing that? You weren't, were you?
Possibly.
Possibly. You wouldn't be paying attention anyway, would you? Like you're not right now. And there's clouds that come by as well, and you can cut them. The other day, actually, there was a raining cloud, and I'm guessing if it went over the person's hair, make their hair grow, and they'd be unhappy. But I cut those off in time. It's all down to, like, if they like the haircut, you can get a rating out of 5 stars for the cut that you give them.
Yeah, sometimes that's really finicky as well.
It is. And, like, it's a bit crappy with recognition on that. Also, it's hard to tell exactly what you've got to do to get the 5 stars.
Yeah, it seems a bit random. Like, sometimes you can get 4 stars really easily, and then sometimes you're having difficulty getting up to 3.
But it seems cool. I like it. And another cute addition it had, because I didn't know that many games did this. Apparently some do. But it posted to the Wii message board. So the first time I played it, I set appointments with like loads of the other people on the next day. But I didn't actually play it the day after that. And they'd sent a message to one of the patrons, I don't know, had sent a message to my message board saying, like, oh my god, where were you? I waited for hours, but you never came. I'm so disappointed in you, or something along those lines. Of course, without the oh my god and all that kind of stuff. And then also, one of mine said he wanted to get his hair cut because he was going to London. And then the next day, I got a postcard from this said guy from London about, I think he said something about drinking tea. Because, of course, that's what people in London do. We drink tea and crumpets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat crumpets?
No.
No. Yeah, so it's quite a cute little Wii game, WiiWare title. It did cost, I think, 1,000 points, though, which is equal to £7. But the thing is, I suppose, if you think about a retail title, £7 isn't bad.
No, £7 isn't bad.
You can't really get much in game that's £7. You can't get anything on the Wii, really, that's £7. It's quite nice. And the fact that if you have the appeal to go back to it every single day, it's always there, because you'll always have something new to do. And it'll fill up your book, because you get a little book full of awards. Are you okay?
No, look at this. They fucking posted this blog entry in a fixed type.
Yeah, place. I can see that, but it looked like someone was trying to kill you or something.
Yeah, that's what happens when I see someone having paragraphs of text in a fixed font.
Anyway, so yeah, that's cute. I recommend it.
What about this crazy muscle march?
It's thing? Only £7. Well, that's another WiiWare tile that I'm looking forward to. I showed you the video. Do you remember?
Yes, I found it rather disturbing.
There's a game hopefully coming out soon. It's been out in Japan for a while. It's called Muscle March. It's a WiiWare only title. And it recently got a rating from USK, which is Germany. So hopefully...
Deutschland.
It shall be coming out here fairly soon, or soonish, or sometime this year or next year, I'm hoping. Because otherwise I won't be able to play it. It's some crazy Wii game.
Is the appropriate
The word. Characters are muscled up guys wearing undies. Would you say undies? Or something or other? One of them's a polar bear as well. There's apparently a woman as well.
Oh, is like, there? I'm sure she's all muscly as well, which is equally disgusting.
Equally scary when they're super muscly anyways. But, The point of the game is something or someone has stolen your tub of weight gain pills or something like that, or protein pills, and you've got to chase after them to get it back. And in order to do so, they're running through a city, and they'll go through buildings and walls and stuff, and you've got to do the similar pose that they go through it in. So it's all down to gesture. So
basically, when the dude runs through a wall, he makes a hole, and then you have to make your dude fit through the hole.
Yeah, so you got to move the Wii remote and nunchuck to mimic the same kind of thing. So what Samadhi Amigo should do, not that I played it, but how that works. From the sounds of it, it's quite hard, because it gets insanely fast near the end, and almost hard to finish. It's also quite cool, though, because the idea of it really is Tetris, which is cool. I look forward to having a look at it. We'll add a link to a video.
Yeah, we'll put a link to the bloody crazy ass video.
We'll add a link to the we'll add a video to the link on the Game Cards website, just so everyone can see what it is and probably think I'm quite crazy. But my sister wants it too, and I interested a few other people in it as well. So yeah, because just it's insanely crazy weirdness. What are you trying to oh,
I always get my
I before E except after C.
What? I before E except after C.
Yep.
I before E.
That except right. After the okay. C.
So, if it's except, then is that only a limited number of rules, or is that absolute?
That's absolute. It should always be like that. The I is always before the E, except if there's a C in front. Whereas then it becomes EI. Did you not get taught that in school?
No.
Actually, no, I think my mum taught me that.
Well, probably, but it was like when I was six, so obviously I've forgotten by now.
Sorry that you forgot. But yeah, so we'll add a link so everyone can see the craziness that it is. And hopefully everyone will buy it when it comes out.
Yes, everyone will buy the fun game. In other interesting, fun news, StarCraft II Battle Report 4 went up.
Yes.
This is quite interesting. It's quite longer than... what?
Can I have some? Oh, you finished. Sorry,
it's all gone. Don't you have some in here?
Oh, okay, I didn't realise I brought my drink in. Okay, sorry.
Yes, StarCraft... Battle Report 4. I didn't interrupt you. Mm. Well, I did, but...
Yeah, I'm sure you did many times.
Yeah, so StarCraft II Battle Report 4, for those following the StarCraft website, this is the fourth in a series of battle reports they've done, which is sort of in a sort of esports sort of thing, where you've got a match going on and you've got two people commentating on the map. On the match, and so on,
e-sports.
And so on.
SK Gaming, they're esports. I wrote for them for a little bit.
Right. Anyway, so number four is up. I can't. This is so flipping long ago. I can't even remember who it was between now. I think it was Protoss and Terran. Let's have a quick.
How much is that?
Gander. Yeah, it's Protoss and Terran. It's between. It's actually quite a long one. It lasts almost 20 minutes. How much is what?
No, let me just take control of the mouse. You keep talking.
I'm trying to write something and do this at the same time, and you've just covered up my window.
I was just wondering how much that was.
So anyway, StarCraft II Battle Report 4 is up. I'd recommend watching it. If you haven't watched the others, watch them, because they're, you know, they are worth watching, even the short ones, which the game's over in like 6 minutes, because they just rush and wipe each other out. This one, they try and rush, but they fail, so... Yeah.
Do you like esports StarCraft, then? Or is it just because it's StarCraft 2?
In my earlier days, when I was a wee nipper and I could actually win on BattleNet, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
What's this DSIXL?
Okay.
Well, I know what it is, and I'm sure that's spelt wrong.
Why? Oh, sorry, I put a lowercase s. Oh my god.
Bad monkey.
I'm sorry, I had no idea. I'm going to try and get up some specs. Originally, it was actually rumoured to be called the DSI-LL, which is Japanese extra large, because they had different terms over there. For anyone that might want to know that, I think it's actually going to be still called the DSI-LL in Japan. But XL over here, because otherwise people would be like, what the hell does LL stand for? Large, for two screens. Anyway... okay. So, oh my god, those look horrible. Do they have rounded edges? They don't, do they? My DSI has square edges, doesn't
it? It's square, isn't it?
They've slightly rounded the edges off. That looks horrible. It looks too big screeny-wise. Looks like a PSP Go.
So, what's wrong with having a big screen?
I don't know, it looks
Mr.
a bit weird.
Mr. 4.3-inch HTC HD2 person.
Okay. Wow, that's quite expensive. Apparently, it's coming out in Japan. Well, should I talk about it first and then about its release and price?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. There's no point. Is there any? There's no point in saying the measurements itself. But it's 1.61 times the total volume of the DSI. What does that mean?
It's 1. Whatever you
said. Bigger?
Well, yeah.
And 1.48. times the volume of a DS Lite. It weighs 314 grams. That's quite heavy. That is really heavy. Oh my god. The DSi weighs 214. It's 100 grams more.
That's bigger.
That's heavier than my camera.
It's bigger.
Wow, the DS Lite weighed 218. The DSi is lighter than the DS Lite. Did I say that right? DSi lighter than DS Lite, yeah. The screen itself is 4.2 inches. So, 0.1 inch smaller than the phone I want. Like you just said. In comparison to the 3.25 inch screen that the DSi had, and the 3 inch screen that the DS Lite had. So it's only really an inch bigger. But I suppose an inch is a fair bit, isn't it? In comparison to screen size?
Mm.
You're not being very talkative. It's coming, well, in Japan, I don't know about, well, there's been no announcements for the colours in the UK or in America, but it's been launched in wine red, dark brown, and natural white. I can't say that after that. I'm not sure on the reason for a dark brown.
Copy the Zune.
Copy the Zune, okay. That looks weird. It's being released in Japan currently on November... Yeah, they have rounded it off, haven't they? I suppose it looks okay from there. Coming out November 21st in Japan. This year, I think. Yeah, it is this year. Wait, really? That's like a couple of weeks.
No, they've announced all this and it's still a year away.
Yeah. Wow, okay, that's crazy. It comes out November 21st. So in two weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow, 2 weeks in Japan. And it's currently being priced at 20,000 yen, which is about $218. Which is a huge amount. I mean, I don't know how much the DSi is in America, but that's crazy. For just a bigger screen. And of course, the thing is, when a game gets put on it, it's just going to scale it up. And you'll see the pixels more. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously, you're going to have a lower DPI on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's slated to be having releases in Europe and North America for sometime next year. Oh, that's kind of cute, though. That kind of fixes the price a bit. Apparently, you get some preloaded stuff on the memory. So you get the DSi browser already on it, so the internet browser. So you have to download that, I think. You get Flipnote Studio on it already, which was the animation program.
Oh, that's fun.
You get Brain Age Express Arts and Letters, and Brain Age Express Math, so two Brain Age games they made, well, Brain Training games, which I think actually retail for about 800 or 1,000 points on the channel. Actually, no, do they go that expensive?
I don't know.
No, they don't. Either 500 or 800 points on the DSi. You also get... Oh, okay, of course, that's a Japanese thing. Kugo Raku Biki Jiten, which is a dictionary program.
Oh.
The stylus is actually bigger as well, though. Oh, okay. You get a normal stylus that fits in it, and you also get a really big stylus that doesn't come inside the console, well, that won't fit in the console, which is a bit weird. Oh, and it's actually having the same adapter as a DSi. That's the first.
Especially for Nintendo.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. As well as everything else, of course, it is just going to be playing the exact same games. It's not different to a DSi in any way other than the screen. And, of course, getting preloaded software.
And being bigger.
Just give me a spoon. So it's just going to have exactly the same stuff. What? What?
He just took my flipping queen.
For fuck's sake! Oh my god!
This game is going really shit.
So, if you like having a big screen on a handheld console and haven't bought a DSi yet, wait out, I'd say, maybe 2-3 months. You say 2-3 months? And you'll be able to get a DSi extra large?
Maybe sort of March sometime, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be wise for Nintendo to release it around Easter, so... That'd be good. Yeah, this release around Easter. I agree with that. And then, you know, hopefully they'll get some more sales, but it's going to be more expensive as well, so it's going to put people off it even more. Because £150 for a DSi, not too many people really like doing that. Or spending on that kind of money. You know, you got the sound now, so that probably just recorded that sound.
Yeah, it probably did. That's why I just muted the sound.
Ah, okay. But yeah, so DSi XL. Actually, the next thing's mine as well. So I might as well keep talking while you're playing your game of chess. I can actually see the show notes I got on my computer. Another title I bought, as well as Bonsai Barber.
Captain Leprechaun and the Leprechaun Army.
Yeah. I also bought Nyx Quest, which was... Oh, Nyx Quest Kindred Spirits or something like that.
Cool.
And, yeah. It used to be called Icarian Quest Kindred Spirits. But they changed it because everyone thought they were making the new Kid Icarus game. You heard of Kid Icarus before? No. Nintendo game. Of course, you wouldn't have heard of it. Not ever really having Nintendo consoles before. So they changed the title of it to Nyx Quest. It's made by a small development studio in Spain. Well, in Madrid, in Spain. Called Over the Top Games. It's the first game they made. There's only four of them as well. And they're all guys. Should have a girl there. I'll work there. Not that I'd really like to live in Madrid. Anyway. It's a game set in ancient Greece. It follows a story of... Well, a made-up story between Icarus, who is the son of Daedalus, and his friendship with a girl called Nyx. Maybe you shouldn't have played it in the first place. Okay? Yes. His friendship with a girl called Nyx. Nyx is actually a titan in ancient Greece, who was the titan of shadows and darkness and night. Although, I think in this, she's just a girl. You're playing it again. She's just a girl who's wearing black and has wings. So I'm not really sure what their idea of Nyx is. But the game itself has lots of puzzle elements to it. And multitasking while using motion with the pull is very annoying. Just watching you open something, close it. Well, open something, get pissed off with it, close it, open something else. Yeah, so it has you multitask with the motion control on the Wii, as well as the directional pad. Oh my god, that's not how you play! Paul?
What?
That is not how you play Mahjong. That's really cheaty. And you want it. You big cheat. so it really tests your playing games. Playing games? It really tests you while you're playing it. It's quite nice. It's got a nice soundtrack too. And, oh, you're playing that now? It's got a nice setting to it as well, because it's set in ancient Greece. So it's nice colours, and it's set midday. So you've got nice shadows everywhere. Paul, you've just taken up the whole screen. Is that recording okay?
Of course it will be. It's cool.
Okay, fine.
Apologies to Matthew.
So yeah, it's a really nice little game. It cost 1,000 points. So it was another £7 game, pretty much. Was it 800 points? I think it was 1,000. Either way, it's quite cool. I haven't finished it yet because I got a little stuck and got a bit pissed off with it. But I will be playing it again. I just keep playing it in the evenings, really. Doing my little bit of Bonsai Barber and then playing a bit of Nyx Quest until I finish a level and then just go to bed. So it's quite a nice little game to end the day with, really. Do you have any opinion on it at all?
I haven't really seen much of it.
You've seen me play it?
Only for a bit.
You haven't paid attention while I've been playing it, have you?
I saw a bit where you were jumping and there were like two platforms moving up and down, wasn't it?
Platforms moving up and down?
Like two big things moving.
Okay. You get harpies. Sorry. You get harpies in it too. Harpies are ugly. Not that you know. Do you know that? Nah. Okay. So, yeah. I recommend Nyx Quest just like I recommend Bonsai Barber. Although I would recommend Nyx Quest more than Bonsai Barber. Because it is a nice little single-player game that you can play.
I'd recommend Bonsai Barber more.
Why is that?
Because you cut the hair of trees.
Okay. Not that trees have hair, they have leaves. Get it right. okay, so next on the show is me talking again.
About Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno. On Friday, so a couple of days ago, at work, we had Dante's Inferno at a Come and Play Day. It was only a demo, unfortunately. It wasn't, like, the full game. But I got to play...
the game.
The last level, which was very lustful. I'm not really going to go into huge detail about what the level was like, because, yeah, it'd be a bit weird. But it seemed quite cool. It's your average hack and slash, so just really a Devil May Cry. I mean, I haven't played that much of God of War, so I can't really compare the two. I'd compare it more to Devil May Cry, because I played more of that. But it seemed cool. It looked quite nice. It could have looked a bit better, I think. It was very brown as well. But then, it's hell.
Yeah, I suppose hell is pretty brown.
My food's gonna go cold. So, yeah, the combat was all right. It looked quite nice. That's pretty much it. I'll pick it up when it comes out. It comes out February 12th over here. Because I can get it because it's an EA game. But yeah, so it's cool. That's pretty much all about Dante's Inferno, really, I'd say.
What about this Ratchet and Clank game, then? Because obviously Ratchet and Clank A Crack in Time came out on Friday, and yep. This is a follow-on to the other games they have released.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about the Ratchet demo last week, but because we didn't do one last week, I didn't get to talk about it, so no, I'm just going to talk all about the game.
About the full game.
It's cool. I played it twice. Yeah, I played it Friday night and Saturday night. I think it's really good. I don't know. It's a Ratchet and Clank game. Like all Ratchet and Clank games are. It's cool. They've added a few new gadgets, so for Ratchet, and then they've added a fair amount... Don't be mean. They've added a fair amount of stuff for...
He's always declaring war.
Clank as well. Some of it was actually in the last game with Clank, except... The Zony were doing it for you, I think. I think they were. I can't remember. They were slowing down time for you. I don't know, it's been a while since I played it. But, I have spent a lot of my time flying around in space, in Ratchet's little aircraft, going to different moons, getting golden bolts and Zony, and then also shooting asteroids, which you said were a bit unbelievable.
Well, yeah, they explode, and it looks like they're made out of ice cream.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's true. Play it. And what the explosions are white, and it looks like big fluffy bits of ice cream after you've exploded some.
But yeah, it's really good. The voice acting is as good as usual, and I think the script itself is quite nice. You said you quite like the cutscenes, didn't you?
Oh yeah, the cutscenes are quite well done.
Well, they don't like Quark.
Quack.
Quark.
Quack.
Quark.
He's a donut. He's called Quack.
He's a
Quack.
Donut. He's really funny. He's a good character because he's got the comical element to him.
Yeah, it's comical. Encouraging me for
the
more, why don't you?
Stupid comicalness to him. The game itself is quite
same as all the other ones.
Samey to all the others. They've added a few new things, so Ratchet's got hover boots now as well. Which is quite nice, because it goes quite fast when you go on the hover boots. Yeah, I'd recommend it to anyone who loves the series, which I think quite a few people do, but it doesn't seem to sell that well. But I found the same...
I know it sells quite well.
I found the same when the first one came out on the PS3. I noticed it didn't sell that well. But you said you didn't see many copies go, so... Did you? No. They can't hear you shake your head.
No.
No, there you go.
Well, not that it's my place to talk about that.
Okay. Sorry. There is a collector's edition out as well. There's nothing too amazing about it. It's got a lenticular sleeve. Lenticular as in...
Hologram.
Hologram.
Lenticular is a type of cloud.
Lenticular is also a term for it. I'm sure it is.
Cloud.
Fine. It comes with a code for a download that I've got to put in still. Along with a little art book, which isn't that great.
It is quite expensive, though.
It is quite expensive. It's because it's first party. Pretty much. Because Insomniac have always done stuff for Sony. But, I don't know. I suppose it's quite expensive for what you're getting, because you're not getting that much at all. But I'm always one to get collector's edition over normal versions. And because I wanted to play it, I was going to get it yesterday, but Paul picked it up for me on Friday. And I wanted to play it as soon as I could, so I wasn't going to wait for it to go down in price. But I do recommend it. You recommend it too?
If you like Ratchet and Clank, sure, why not?
If you want a new game to play on your PS3, it's a good game. There's not been too much coming out recently on the PS3 anyway, so...
No.
Yeah. I ordered A Boy and His Blob. Hasn't come yet, so I'll talk about that next week on the show. Because I don't think much else is coming out next week. A lot's coming out on the 20th. Because you've got Assassin's Creed and... the new Super Mario Bros. Game on the Wii and loads of other shit. I can't think of what. So yeah.
In other news, the Left 4 Dead 2 demo has been released on both PC and Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
For those regular listeners to the show, they probably know that I'm kind of pissed off about Left 4 Dead 2, in that it's out really quickly after Left 4 Dead 1. And... it's Left 4 Dead 1 with a different fucking map.
And with different people.
Yeah, with different people who you hate. Yeah.
I just saw the cast and I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god, that's so stereotypical rubbish. And it's like, oh, whatever. There's a stupid kid who likes guns and a stupid woman and a stupid other bloke and then another bloke who I don't know what his deal is. Some dude. Not that I can remember the characters in the first one anymore. So
that comes out on the 20th, actually.
They couldn't have been that spectacular.
Oh, I think it comes out on the 20th.
So, yeah, I mean... it's hard to justify releasing it when Left 4 Dead 1 hasn't been out that long.
It was quite a big download as well, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was 1.8 gig on Xbox and like 2.6 on PC. I mean, it plays exactly the same as Left 4 Dead 1. They've added a couple of new different dudes.
They added melee.
Yeah, you've got melee combat now, which... yeah.
If you're going against a zombie, you're not going to want to use melee combat?
No.
Anyway, because you're going to want to stay as far away from the bloody things as you can. To be honest,
I think they've dumbed it down too much. You can get mushed up by zombies way too much and like just lose a tiny proportion of your health. So yeah, I don't really like what they've done with it, to be honest. They've made it too easy. They cannot justify releasing it. It should have been a map pack.
I bet it's going to be a £50 release as well.
Oh yeah, they're going to go full on out with their big old money with it. So yeah. Worth checking out if you do like Left 4 Dead. But,
well yeah, because the demo is free, so you might as well check it out.
But be prepared to be disappointed.
I think a lot of people will still probably like it because they'll just think, oh yeah, new Left 4 Dead game.
Oh yeah, pew pew pew, I'm on this one. So yeah, Valve, you suck. Stop goofing about and trying to milk money out of Left 4 Dead when the first one should be supported for another, you know, year or two.
Maybe a couple of years, yeah.
Exactly. What are you trying to be, EA? No
offense. Shut up! That's really rude.
Well, you know what they do with all their sport games?
Yeah, they release one every year because that's what customers want. Customers do want that. I think they'd probably just wish they did a bit more to them.
And maybe lowered the price to like 20
But I can't say anything anyway because I don't work on those, so... I'm not going to complain about the company I work for. Don't want to get fired or anything. So, yeah.
Yeah. Woo, that's pretty much it.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to Left 4 Dead.
Woo, I'm not.
I know you're not. Should we mention about Modern Warfare 2 coming out in like 2 days?
Oh, yeah, Modern Warfare 2 is out. There's another game. I mean, this
tomorrow
one...
Tomorrow afternoon. Well, tomorrow morning. No.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
This one they can kind of get away with because it's had a 2-year development
period. Have you heard? Apparently they've screwed up the multiplayer on the PC.
Have they? How have they done that?
I'm not sure.
Well, so
someone at work keeps moaning about it.
Oh?
And that he was going to get it, but he's not getting it now because of what they've done with the multiplayer.
What have they done with the multiplayer?
He kept saying peer-to-peer.
What, there's no servers?
Maybe. And a maximum of 9 players.
Ouch.
I think.
You're kidding.
No. Try and look it up. Pause your game and save. And...
I don't need to. It's turn-based.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he keeps moaning about it, saying, oh my god, they've fucked it up, blah, blah, blah.
So what, have they literally ported the multiplayer from the Xbox to PC?
I don't know.
Oh no, it's 18 players, 9 versus 9.
Okay. Is it peer-to-peer though?
Talk.
Hmm?
Talk, say something.
I don't know. I'm kind of wishing I pre-ordered the crazy night vision goggle edition though. Even though I wouldn't really play Modern Warfare 2 that much. I wouldn't mind a crazy collector's edition that comes with night vision goggles. Because you don't get those every day.
Game modes include free-for-all, search and destroy, demolition, domination, team deathmatch, and capture the flag. For the PC version, Infinity Ward decided to implement a matchmaking service similar to what console versions have. The IWNNet, working through Steam. This system, however, takes away dedicated servers, which means there'll be no more mods or community-made maps. Also, since multiplayer runs with Steam, the Punkbuster anti-cheat system has been replaced by Valve anti-cheat. It has also been confirmed by 2 developers at Infinity Ward that the PC version will share the same player count that the console versions have, which is 18 players.
Hasn't PC versions always had more? Because they can work on servers.
Yeah.
Is that crap then, yeah?
Well, I mean, some games, it depends on the game, obviously.
Have they made it crap? Because he keeps saying they've made it crap.
Well, not having dedicated servers.
Matchmaking is pretty much a going to thing and it shoves everyone all together, doesn't it?
Well, it tries to match people to similar skill. A server base just matches you on the server which has the best ping.
Mm.
And, like, the least, you know, the most.
So, if you wanted to play it multiplayer,
spots.
You might as well play it on a console. Because you're getting the same thing, aren't you?
Even on a PC, you've got a mouse.
I know.
So, yeah, that's kind of annoying. I don't know what the deal with that is, and I don't know why I haven't heard about it until now.
Yeah.
Because it could have been on the show notes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Full of ditty.
I hadn't really thought that much about it. I suppose it only just sunk in with him complaining about it pretty much every single day.
I'll just call it multiplayer nerf.
Yeah, they nerfed it.
Alright, so that's pretty much it for this week.
That's it. I finished my food.
Yes, apologies to Matthew for Catherine eating again.
You may not have heard it. I don't know. I was trying to eat as far away from the camera. The, microphone as possible.
We should be back next week, although we may be delayed.
No.
Or is that the weekend?
I'm working next week.
Yeah, but not the Sunday.
No, hopefully not the Sunday. That's the week after. And the week after that.
So, yeah. Next week should be normal then.
Yeah, next week should be normal. So, hopefully everything will be working. And we'll have a normal show. And, yeah.
And, yeah, maybe someone will have a review of, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Like, maybe Adam would have bought it. And
I'll
could
have
do
a review
of
Boy and His Blob.
Okay, so you can look forward to that next week. Until then, we'll see you later.
Yeah, but, oh, wait, what about leaving
what?
Stuff?
Oh, come on now.
You can leave feedback on the blog at, well, on the blog, on the website at gamercast.net. Yeah? Or you can leave us feedback at gamercast.net. Or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast. Not that we've been posting recently, but you can still do it. And then send us any replies or anything like that if you want to. And yeah, that's all the feedback, right? You can also... No. Is there anything else?
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean? Yes, no?
No, carry on. Whatever.
Cool, that's it then. Yeah?
Yeah, that's
Leave feedback, and we'll see you next week.
Wait, did you mention Twitter?
Yeah, I mentioned Twitter.
Okay then.
Bye-bye.